Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugin, and I got a special show for you today. You know, I've got a lot of connections, especially with the exchange world. A lot of these people are cybersecurity people, as it turns out, and which is a huge thing for the exchanges. And, you know, I actually wanted him to come on the show, and he said, Jack, I can't. But I will tell you four things that are happening right now that I think are very important for cloud security. All right, and these are things that he was talking about that are being done right now. And I'll give you a little background on this guy, just to give you an idea of the credibility. He used to work for one of those agencies that gets contracted out by the government overseas. He is a cybersecurity expert. One of the reasons why he couldn't come on, one of the reasons I won't use his name, one of the reasons he asked me not to use his name. But anyway, here's what he said to me. Listen, he said, serverless adoption will drive cloud security automation. And I said, explain that. All right. He said, well, as organizations start to move towards serverless architectures, they're also discovering more use cases for cloud security automation because of the serverless functions. And the fact is that they provide a launch for security logic as a response to cloud events. And when he explained that to me, and I said, okay, now I get it. So when you're telling me that there's a spike or an anomaly in cloud billing, or if there's some kind of an abuse of service, or if somebody is using my infrastructure for mining, I will know. And eventually, that's what he's talking about. That's where we're going with all this. It's becoming much easier for automation to secure the cloud. Then he said, with serverless automation and the adoption, which has been skyrocketing, he said more teams are choosing to either switch from container-based architectures to serverless-based architectures, which increases their security. All right, think about that for a second. And this is what he also pointed out to me. He said, as a result, he said organizations are seeing internal shifts. All right, there's a lot of stress involvement with traditional corporate IT security teams and corporate-wide high-level security strategies. So when you go towards these serverless environments, folks, all right, what's happening is that you're finding that they are in and of themselves being exactly what you need. Not only a cloud provider, but also a security provider. These cloud providers will take on a major role in security. They will be the security. So when you're going out there and procuring cloud services, you know what? It's going to be embedded. And it's one of those things that it should have. If you think about it logically, folks, that's something that should happen. All right, when we come back, I'm going to give you a couple more things that he said to me, which I think are absolutely important for cloud security.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. Again, I am going over four things that a cloud security expert told me. And again, he shall be nameless. And I know you're listening, my friend. I refuse to use your name. I know. And because he asked me not to use his name, I think it's very important. But more importantly, for our sake here, the man is an expert, all right? He is on the cutting edge. He is doing government work, which has got to be cool, by the way. If anybody's ever done any government work, I've never done any. I would love to do government work. The only thing I've ever done was report to the CIA once, which was kind of cool in itself when I was on the board of directors. And they were looking for hacking into the matching engine. But anyway, he gave me four things that he thought were going to happen. Number one, serverless adoption will drive cloud security automation, is what he was saying. Number two, he said cloud providers are going to take on a major role in security. Then he said something to me, which I needed for him to explain. He said, expect to see more cloud-native guidelines and research. And I said, explain that to me. He said, well, listen. He said, several industry analysts are telling us now that because best practices for securing serverless platform as a service, he expects analysts will pay even more attention to cloud-native security in general and serverless security in particular, all right, as organizations continue to modernize their applications and seek help in determining the right security strategy. Cloud native guidelines, folks. And again, you know, I'm taking notes when he's telling me these things, because quite frankly, you know what, there are, in some cases, they're cutting edge. But he said there's a lot of research out there. He said, go pay attention to it. He said, Gartner, you know, there's a guy named Neil McDonald of Gartner who's really spearheading into the serverless domain with his research, you know, and he said, pay particular attention to the things that he's putting out. So I thought that was very, very enlightening to me, something that I will absolutely follow up on. And the last thing he said, and I said, well, you know, where does this all take us? And he said, well, what it's really going to do is it's going to have traditional security vendors will move into cloud-native security. And then he said, you know, look, he goes, in 2018, traditional security vendors started making strategic efforts to modernize their security offerings and adapt to cloud-native environments. He said, he showed me examples. He was talking about Palo Alto Networks, you know, which acquired Evident.io and RedLock, and Checkpoint, which recently acquired Dome9. You know, these are things that you expect to continue, especially into 2019. You know, the bottom line, folks, is that organizations now recognize that public cloud infrastructure is not less secure than being on-prem, and that cloud vendors provide a higher level of security. You know, I needed somebody from the world of cloud security to actually start to explain this to me and lay it down. And this gentleman did that. You know, and I've got, you know, he's about 10 years younger than me, maybe 12, maybe 15. I forget how old I am. But I got to tell you something, all right? You know, I learned more talking to him in, what, a good 45 minutes than I ever have before. Four cloud security predictions, if you want to call them, all right, for what's going to happen. You've been listening to CloudSense. I'm Jack Barugin. I'll be talking to you soon.